is a construction contractor and has a couple of cows or a chicken house or twain that are some added income, or more often a tax write-off. I'm talking about making all of your income from farming. And it's pretty good money if you do it right. Farmers are the richest single income group in the U.S. Were before the time, during the time, and after. Sure, some of them lost their farms during the time, but damned few. Except for the big grab, but I'll get to that. Smart farmers weren't saddled with killer debt when the times hit. And hell, people always gotta eat. Sure, there were less mouths to feed, but the government was always buying. Anyway, grew up on a farm in southern Minnesota near Blue Earth. It was one of nine the family owned in six counties in southern Minnesota. That one was right on 2,000 acres, most of it tilled in time. Pretty much the standard rural upbringing. Went to school. Yes, I was captain of the football team. Played with my friends. Dated girls. I'm straight for all you pining fags out there. And did some chores. Yes, I've tossed hay bales, but not all that many. Baling is time and labor intensive, and thus unprofitable. Better to roll. Takes one guy with a tractor the same time to clear a field of rolls as it takes 15 guys with bales. Do the math. Did I ever get up before dawn and milk cows using a bucket and a stool? No. The family owned two cow farms. Both were run by managers. At O dark 30, the cows would walk to the barn and into their stalls. Why? Because they had full udders. Full udders hurt. The cows learned quick that if they walked to the stall, the hurt went away. Cows are very dumb, if not as dumb as sheep, but they can be trained. A team of people, usually four, would then hook them up to the milking machines. They'd drink coffee while the cows were getting their udder dump, unhook them, and the cows and crew would then have their breakfast. After breakfast, the cows got turned out and most of the crew went off to day jobs. The milk was stored in a steel vat until the truck came by to pick it up and take it to the processing plant. Manager, who was full-time, handled that. In the evening, repeat. Again, do the math. 40 cows, smaller farm. I milked one cow, once, by hand, when my dad made me familiarize with it. It took me a good 15 minutes. Figure an expert can do it in maybe five. Four guys, 30 minutes. Or one guy doing it all damn day. Sure, the equipment's a tad expensive, like $500,000. It's amortized. Then there's the whole sepsis issue. Look, milking by hand, you put milk into an open bucket in a stall that's occupied by a cow. Bessie is not. Take it from this farm boy, a clean creature. Bessie's tail hangs down the same spot her poop, which is mostly liquid, comes out. Bessie walks in her poop. Flies surround Bessie like politicians at an all-you-can-steal lobbyist giveaway. Milk is a prime food for just about anything, including bacteria. We had no interest in being in the news as the evil farm corporation that killed X thousand customers from salmonella or some shit. Doing it by hand spells going out of business. We liked our farms. We wanted to keep being farmers. We did it the smart way. That extended to everything. Look, combine harvesters are very expensive. The flip side is, the bigger they are, the more expensive they get, but the more economic they are. So bigger in general is better. However, some of our fields were too small for the really big combines, and a combine only makes its money a couple of weeks out of the year. Harvesting is about it. There are companies that do that shit. Since harvests, for really obvious reasons, don't happen everywhere all at once, they move around harvesting and planting. Most of the guys doing the actual work were from South Africa or Eastern Europe. Mexicans never got in on that racket, not sure why. We had a couple of small combines, price tag right at $250,000 a pop, to do some of the smaller fields and cleanup. For the main harvesting, Dad would arrange, like a year in advance, to get the combine company to come in. Farmers are planners. The big chill and the big grab really fucked with us. But it was fucking with everybody, so I'll get to that later. Adapt, react, and overcome ain't just a Marine motto. Of course, the time of suckage proved that it just might be an exclusively American motto, and at the time confined to a relatively small fraction.